KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Well, action continues today at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines for the girls' state basketball tournament. Jim Field has this report.
Well, girls' state tournament basketball continues today at Des Moines, and we'll have action for you this morning here on KJAN. First, let's take a look back at what happened yesterday in Class 4A quarterfinal round play. It was Bishop Heelan Catholic with a 70-67 win over Ballard. Western Dubuque beat Indianola 51-30. In Class 5A quarterfinals, Iowa City West beat Southeast Polk 43-40. West Des Moines Valley over Mason City 65-42. Dowling Catholic beat Johnston 58-52, and Waukee moved on with a 61-47 win over Cedar Falls. In the Class 1A semifinals, an upset, a dramatic comeback, putting Newell Fonda back into the Class 1A state championship game, and it came at the expense of the team that beat the Mustangs last year in the finals. Seventh-ranked Newell Fonda fell behind 15-2 just 7 minutes into the game and then rallied to stun top-ranked Burlington Notre Dame 63-56. Newell Fonda kept its composure after the Nikes early burst, and they steadily worked their way back. In the middle of the third quarter, with Notre Dame up 34-32, Brianna Wells hit a three-pointer to start a 7-0 run that put the Mustangs up 39-34, and they stayed on top the rest of the way to move into the state championship game 6 o'clock on Friday night in Des Moines. Wells led all scorers with 19 points in that game. Aaron Gerke had 18 along with 11 rebounds in that contest. As Newell Fonda advances to the 1A championship game, they'll be in the finals for the sixth time. They're still looking for their first championship. Now this morning, Exira EHK will try to join Newell Fonda in the 1A title game at 10 o'clock as they'll face off against Springville. A game we'll have for you here on KJAN. Springville coach Nate Sanderson is pretty impressed with what he sees from Exira EHK.
Offensively, everything starts with the point guard with Smith, and she's such a creative and a player that can do a lot of things for them. You know, in the Bedford game, she got down in the block when Bedford had to go man-to-man late, and they didn't have any answer for her down there. And the last year she started as a post player for him, and then this year they switched her to point guard, which you don't hear about transitions like that very often. But she's just a really nice player that makes them go, handles the ball well, sets up her teammates well. She's real creative off the dribble and has size that when she gets in the lane, they just have to stop. And then they've got some younger players, too, that are kind of playing around her. The Peppers, number 40, their post player is a really nice player, very solid around the basket, rebounds well, and I think she's given some teams some problems this year. And then defensively, we've seen kind of a variety of different defensive alignments, but everything kind of comes back to pressuring the ball and being pretty aggressive in passing lanes, and I think they feed off of turnovers to kind of key their offense a little bit. So that's going to be a big key, you know, for us, is just trying to take care of the ball. We didn't do a great job of that Monday, and it's a good thing we shot the ball well because we had 22 turnovers in that game. But we're going to have to do a better job today if we're going to be able to stay in the game.
Exira EHK coach Tom Peterson likewise is very impressed with what he sees from a young Springville team.
Very well balanced, Jim, is the first thing that sticks out in my mind. You know, they've got three girls that average right at 11 points, very similar to what we do. Another gal that averages 8, and then 5 and 4, you know. So, you know, it does. It kind of reminds me of our team and some of the things that they do as well. So, you know, the freshman thing, you can kind of throw that out. You know, when you're 25 games into the season, I always see that they're no longer freshmen. You know, we're a young basketball team too, but, you know, we've got some good senior leadership. And, you know, we're going to have to get some of our shots to fall for us to have a chance there in the second half and to be successful, you know. But one thing that can always keep in the game, Jim, is defense, and we're going to have to continue to do that.
Again, we're on the air at 9 o'clock with our pregame. 10 o'clock is tip time in the other 1A semifinal. The rest of the schedule today has the 2A semifinals, with Unity Christian playing South Central Calhoun and North Lynn facing Western Christian. The 3A semis have Mediapolis against Nevada, Crestwood playing Pocahontas Area, and in the 4A semifinals tonight, Harlan will play Carlisle at 6:45, followed by Bishop Heelan Catholic and Western Dubuque. That's a look at what's going on at the state girls' basketball tournament. Hope you join us for action later on this morning. I'm Jim Field for KJAN Sports.
And the UNI women open the final week of the regular season at home tonight against Loyola of Chicago. The Panthers are coming off losses at Wichita State and Missouri State and stand at 10-6 in the Missouri Valley race.
It's very important for us to put ourselves back in position in terms of getting in the win column and making sure we do everything we can to send our seniors out on a good note. That is our goal, and it's one game at a time, and it's starting Thursday.
That's UNI coach Tanya Warren, who says the Panthers need to do a better job on the boards.
And we've done a good job of defending initially, We also got to take that same toughness to defend that we're using to defend initially and defend in terms of taking care of second chance points, because that has cost us all year long. And when we've done that, we've been able to come away with wins.
In top 25 men's college basketball action, third-ranked Duke Blue Devils have secured the number 2 seed in next week's ACC tournament by earning their 10th consecutive win. Freshman Grayson Allen scored a season-best 27 points as the Blue Devils clobbered Wake Forest 94-51 to improve to 14-3 in the conference. Matt Jones added 17 points for Duke, which shot 58% and forced 19 turnovers. The Demon Deacons never recovered after the Blue Devils opened on a 12-0 run. Also in top 25 play, Demetrius Jackson scored 21 points, and 12th-ranked Notre Dame made its final 7 shots in a 71-59 triumph over number 16 Louisville. Jarian Grant added 12 points for the Irish, who finished 54% from the field and made 20 of 25 from the line. D'Angelo Russell scored 28 points, and 23rd-ranked Ohio State improved to 22-8 with a 77-67 triumph at Penn State. Tad Matta picked up his 297th win as Buckeyes coach, tying Fred Taylor's school record. And Ben Bentile scored a career-high 21 points and added 10 rebounds as number 24 Providence defeated Seton Hall 79-66. The Friars trailed by 8 before shooting 67% from the field in the second half. Sports brought to you this hour by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.